Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. This week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. And, oh, gosh, I got some good stuff on Facebook. I'm finding these wonderful, just heart-wonderful stories about people and cats. And, and I don't know if they're true or not, but, oh, they're so good. And well, I don't care if they are because they're so good. So, check all of that out. And if you haven't seen oh, and by the way, I'll let you know, Bigfoot has snuck in. And did you fix our phones, by the way, Bigfoot? I mean, so they were working on Friday? And, Bigfoot's going to stomp all over. He already is stomping on him. And so what, they were working on Friday and they just decided to not work for us or what? I mean, come on. Doesn't anybody care about us? We have a call-in show on Sunday. I mean, hello. So anyway, I guess stomping all over the phones has not worked. Good to see you, Bigfoot, and have fun at the Mariners game. And woohoo, what a game last night. We already talked about it. Anyway, so Nathan is alive and well, and Bigfoot is on his way to the Mariners game. Phones are not working. Now, David, we do have an email from Diane, and she's given us her phone numbers. So, David, Diane, David's calling you now. And any of you out there that want energy balancing work for you and or your animal friends, here's the system. You have to email us with your phone number so David can call you. So what you're going to do is just send an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And include your first name and your phone number is all we really need. And David will be keeping an eye on email, and I can do that too. And I just can't call you, but David can do that. And we would love to hear from you. So we have something to do today. And you would. I don't know. I'm thinking. So much stuff is happening. There's just so much stuff going on. And I'm thinking, Linda, I know I've been doing this show for at least 30 years now. But a long time. And I know my memory isn't that great, and I, space stuff and drops and all of that. But, my long term, is pretty good and all of that. I don't ever remember this happening before. I don't ever remember doing a call-in, a show where we needed calls. We did call-in. I don't ever remember us not being able to receive incoming calls. So you think after 30 years, maybe you've experienced it all. Nuh-uh. New stuff happens all the time. And I see that, in my counseling practice, when I'm working with people and their dogs, people a lot of times always say, geez, you must have seen everything. No, I'm seeing stuff now that I've never seen, the most bizarre behavior and how things work. Pretty amazing that there's still new stuff going on. Well, hey, let's take advantage of it. We have a phone caller. Woohoo! Yay! So, David, let's head to Bellevue and Diane. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Linda Rasmussen.
Thank you very much. This is a switch. You called me. I love it.
Yeah. Thank you for being so persistent. So apparently you've been calling, and it just rings and rings and rings, and then, goes to that fast, busy signal. And, yeah, so Nathan tried stomping all over the phones, but that didn't help. So,
well, I only tried twice because I thought, well, maybe it's working now. And then when it didn't work the second time, I spaced it out. Then I sent the email to let you know what it was doing, but I think you found that out already.
Well, so appreciate you being willing to do that, and hopefully there's other folks out there. If you would like to have a free remote treatment for you and or your animal friends with Linda Rasmussen, all you got to do is send us an email with your name and phone number, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So tell us, Diane, how are you doing, and what's going on with you guys?
Well, I think I could use a little energy boosting and help from Linda. My forever best friend from childhood passed away on the 15th of March.
Oh.
And she lives a ways from here. She lives in my hometown of Georgia. But she passed away from a stroke, and I am still... It's still hard for me to grasp that it really happened.
Yeah. And you said, so been a really a dear friend since childhood.
Right. Well, we've known each other since the first day of school and been friends ever since.
Wow. Wow. I've talked about it from time to time over the years, but I've maintained a really close friendship with, now we became a thing, you know, in high school.
Mm-hmm.
It started in junior high and stuff, but there's, you know, like five of us, one's out of town. But at any rate, we have got a great ritual going on now for years and years and years, and we get together on each of our birthdays.
Oh, awesome.
They're spread out during the year. So, you know, we have a great get-togethers throughout the year for our birthdays. But, Diana, we're still alive. All of us are still alive on the planet. I don't even want to say it, but, you know, now I've lost, of course, my parents, and that was, you know, very hard. My mom was the biggest loss in my life with mm-hmm. a human. But, gosh, losing a dear friend from childhood, that's a very strong heart connection.
Yes, I travel back very often, but, right before she had her stroke, I was making reservations to go to Georgia, and I always visit, of course, when I go there. And she passed away right after I made those reservations, and I'm not going until May. So mm-hmm. I miss seeing her.
Why?
But we'd never know what's going to happen. And, you know, I don't know, And it also makes you think about yourself, because I'm the same age as she is. I'm 79, and she'll be 79 in September. And it's like, oh, my.
Yeah, you know, we have to realize we aren't going to be here forever. Now, I feel fortunate in that I have great faith. And I'm also fortunate enough that I be understanding of the fact that we are physical bodies second, spiritual mm-hmm. beings first.
Yes.
And that we live many lifetimes.
Yes.
Now, we're not everybody's aware of that, and you know, a lot of that information was scrubbed from the Bible and stuff, because there's still references in there, but there was many more.
Well, it can be scrubbed, but it's still true.
It's still true, yeah, thank you. So, but I've also found, especially with dealing with our animal friends, you know, and saying about, you know, knowing that it's only the physical body that dies, the soul is eternal, you know, they come back and we live all these lifetimes. I found, you know, when you're dealing with the practical, logical aspects of losing, you know, of having to say goodbye and someone leaving their physical body that we're close to, being an animal or a friend, that doesn't necessarily help a whole lot at the time. So I think the good thing, Linda, is that, you know, with us not having phone lines that are working properly and people having to email in, it gives us a little more time to spend with callers. So this is a, you know, something that we all have to deal with, is death and loss. You know, people close to us, our animal friends or human friends. So if you have anything to lend to this discussion and what, you know, how to make this easier or... And is this in something when dealing with grief and helping people move through that process? Is that something you can do via this work?
Oh, certainly. You know, thoughts and feelings are the materials of this work, and the feelings are actually the most important part. And thoughts are secondary to our good health, and they can help us, but it's how we feel that really is a sign of how we're doing and how we can make some shifts. And when it comes to things like grief and loss, one of the difficulties is sometimes, you know, the size of the hole that we feel it has been left by that absence can feel pretty daunting. And really, it's just allowing ourselves both to be okay with the fact that we feel grief, because grief is perfectly legitimate and good emotion, and at the same time to know that that's not all that is left for us when our dear friend passes away, that there's much more. And one thing that I've noticed personally is when we get some distance on this, we can start to really remember all the good that came to us as a result of this particular relationship. And as time passes, we will even feel joyful, you know, again about this person, even though we wish they were still here.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know for me, the biggest lesson I've learned is that when we do go through a process of this, losing someone or having to say goodbye to someone close to us, animals or humans, the important thing is to know that we have to feel it. You have to move through it. You can't go over it, under it, or around it. And suppressing emotional energy, especially the more negative emotional energies, the, you know, grief and sadness and that sort of stuff, those are energies that stay in your body and then can cause issues on a physical level. So it's important to know that the best thing you can do is allow yourself to feel and to express it. You have to go through the grieving process, and there's stages that you go through. And for many, for a long time, you're in that really, you go through the stages of grief, but you into the sad thing, so that when you remember that they're gone, that immediately there's tears and it is more sad than happy, like you described, Linda. But as you know, do your grieving, you process through the emotional energy, and especially if you have someone to help you through the process like Linda, you get to a point where that shifts somewhat. And I think it was, I read it just recently, because I think it was Joe Biden that said it, and was referring to somebody losing someone here recently, but he said, eventually, the energy shifts. And when you think of that person, a smile comes to your lips before a tear comes to your eyes. You know, and I found that to be true. For a long time with my most beloveds and with my mom, you know, I thought to it, it was just... But I have, she's right here looking at my favorite photograph of her right here, and I talk to her all the time. But now when I think of her, you know, it's the wonderful things I remember and the smile that comes before the sadness. So, you know, it happens if you just, but it you can get there faster with someone like Linda to help you. And I find that is really wonderful about this best therapy. That it really does help move through emotional energy.
Yes, absolutely. So should we start working with Diane?
Sounds like a good plan. We'll catch up with advertisers after we're done. But anybody else out there, if you want to get a session here, just shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Our phones are not, we can only call out. You can't call in. So animalworldlive@hotmail.com, send us your name and number. And then those of you that are listening, when Diane starts working with when Linda starts working with Diane, you can receive a surrogate healing. And I always forget to say that, but now I'm remembering before we do the call. How good is that? So what you do is just listen along, and then Linda will ask questions or give direction for thought to Diane. You just follow that in your mind related to yourself. And you can benefit from this as well. So how cool is that? All right. So anybody else out there wants to join us, shoot us that email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, with your name and phone number. And Linda, you are in charge. Diane is all yours for the moment.
Well, thank Diane, you. I'm glad you called us, or tried to call us and let us know you wanted to be on the air. And so let's just allow ourselves to bring awareness right into this moment. And we can do that just by noticing our body. A lot of times, things like noticing our breathing, or if we're sitting down, the chair we're sitting on, it just brings us right here. So let's come into this moment, maybe drawing in a deep breath and letting it go. And Diane, I'm going to invite you to bring your friend into your thoughts, just in whatever way she's showing up in this moment. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focusing on the feeling of dread, And we're going to replace that replacing dread with the feeling of cherish. So now we're just focused on the feeling of cherish. Cherish and the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead, just rolling your closed eyes up and to the right. Your breathing will be to exhale from the abdomen. Just hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. As soon as you want that breath back in, just let it in. And when you're ready, just repeat exhaling and holding your breath out as you think cherish too. Closed eyes are looking at the right side of your forehead. Perfect. Breathe normally, Diane, and with your eyes open, just letting your head tip forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and bringing your friend back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And your affirmation is going to be, I cherish, followed by the name of your friend. And you're just going to think that frequently, many times today and tomorrow and the next day. And just let yourself cherish your friend.
Okay. Well, that's
lovely.
And
by the way, her name is the same as mine, Diane. The exact same way.
Oh, that's beautiful, because that also means cherishing yourself. And because you were talking about how her passing caused you to reflect on yourself and mortality, we can also cherish ourselves, which is a really important thing to do. So both of you are going to get affirmed. I cherish Diane.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
You're welcome.
Now, we still don't, nobody else has emailed us. We need you to email us with your name and phone number, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, because we'd love to get you on the air for a free session with Linda. But since we don't, Linda, I'm thinking, you know, we know Diane has a kitty friend.
Mm-hmm. Whisker,
and
oh,
but
yes,
we didn't mention Whiskers.
Yeah.
So... since we, I'm thinking, surely Whiskers is helping Diane process through this and could use a little bit of help too. So would it be okay to do another little session where you could, then everyone would be able to see how it kind of works and how you bring the animal into it? I thought that, so are you, would that work okay, Linda, you think?
Oh, sure. Okay. Diane, do you want to think about Whiskers?
Absolutely.
Okay, so yes. Just bringing Whiskers into your thoughts. So this happens sometimes, which is that there's nothing that's needed.
Uh-huh.
And that just means that when Diane is thinking about Whiskers, there's no interference, which actually doesn't surprise me because they have a long relationship, and it may be absolutely perfect that Whiskers is here for Diane and loves that role, and there's no conflict.
So that's really good. Now, see, that also, you know, now we know that sometimes the animal doesn't need anything. Okay. But I also think that is a good sign because, you know, I teach what I call the human to animal transference, and our animals pick up, process, and reflect back our belief systems, our behaviors, our characteristics, and particularly our suppressed negative emotional energy. So if Diane was not doing a good job of walking through this, doesn't mean it's easy or pleasant, but if she wasn't doing, there would be more to do with Whiskers, okay? Because he would be the one that's having to deal with what Diane isn't. So the fact that Linda can say Whiskers doesn't need anything, or means that I think Diane, as challenging and painful as it may be, you must be being present and truly walking through this process. So that's a good thing for you. You know, see, because when you stuff and suppress, that's what then, you know, starts to lead to disease and illness in your own bodies, you know, and because we can start a problem. We think, oh, geez, you know, we're the same age, same thing could happen to me. You got to remember the other thing I'm always harping on. Thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So what do you think happens to you if you go into the negative thinking that, oh gosh, my friend died, it could be me, I could have that, and you start entertaining all that negative stuff? Well, you help create that on a level. So
well,
it's really good to let
thought pass through.
Yeah, just let it pass through and be on, because, you know, just, but, you know, it also, you know, it can say, well, boy, Divine Mother, is there something I need to be paying more attention to check in, you know, and do the sessions with, you know, Linda to make sure that you're not holding on to stuff and have your animal know what's going on with your animal friends. But it would seem that Diane, you must be doing a pretty good job, you know, of walking through this and processing your emotional energy.
Yes, and I was also reminding myself that it's good to continue to do healthy things so that, you know,
good for you.
Continue on. And yes. Whiskers is in there looking pretty proud of himself, like, yep, I did all that.
All right. Well, that's excellent. Well, Diane, saved our bacon today. I thank you so much for trying to call and then emailing when you couldn't. So at least we got the pleasure of working with you and Whiskers.
Well, thank you for being there and for calling me back. And maybe, I don't know if this is appropriate or not, but if Linda could send a little bit of energy to Diane's husband, Robert, who's having a really hard time.
Yes,
losing.
I can do that.
Okay,
no.
Well, let's. We might as well let's go with this, because often when we get asked to do something for someone, sometimes you feel like, well, you know, we really shouldn't mess with someone without their permission and all that sort of stuff. But when we have a situation like this, Linda, we know there's a spouse left behind. That's you know, Diana's close to and all of that, having a really hard time. You know, can you do something on some level that is acceptable? Or
so I would never do anything without permission. And then you have to ask, what kinds of permissions are there? There's the kind that human beings can, you know, ask and get answered. When I'm doing remote passive work in particular, because it often means that there's no, you know, direct connection between me and the person I'm working with, what I do is I'm really asking their higher self, is it okay? I don't always get a yes. And if I don't get a yes, I don't do it.
Uh-huh, okay.
You know, because I respect that.
Absolutely.
And so that's how I approach that.
All right. So you're getting a yes here that we could you could do a little something for the spouse?
I'm going to check later. Yeah.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Do you need to know the first name or anything?
I've got the name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes, and it was very touching what he did for her. She was connected to life support, and the doctor had said she would not recover except for keeping her alive. And she and I and he had talked about we would not want to live like that. So along with the doctor and family and friends, they disconnected the life support for her.
Well, that, you know, I can't not had to go through that myself. I can only imagine what a challenging situation that would be to have to make that choice.
But it was the greatest love because that's what she wanted.
Oh, of course. It takes courage. That takes a really strong person, you know, to do that. I mean, and often, you know, over the years have had to go into cases where animals, you know, we are more blessed sometimes with our animal friends because we can humanely euthanize them and help them leave their bodies when they're suffering so they don't have to continue, which we can't just do that with humans. But Martha,
they have three little Shih Tzus, and shortly after Diane passed, Robert had to take one of them in, had to take Peppy in because he was older and was having such painful issues. So right after she passed, he had to take Peppy in. But he still has his other two.
So Peppy crossed at the time?
Yes. Like,
okay, I'm immediately
like
what I'm getting
after.
Was Peppy wanted to go with Diane.
Yes, yes.
And left his two
Robert
friends home
said.
With Dad, but he went to be with Mom. So Peppy's
yep.
with Mom. Gosh,
yes.
What a story. You know, but, you know, and so, you know, nobody said life was easy and always fun and all of that. But, you know, the more we open our hearts, the more we stay in tune, you know, and being in touch with this kind of stuff allows us to learn how to process challenging and difficult emotional energy. But if we can keep our hearts open and if we can learn to process our own energy and feel it, allow ourselves to feel it, you know what that does? It makes us better humans, better spirit in human form. You know, a lot of the time, the humans here are supporting a lot of the stuff that's going on. Let's just take the warring energy, okay? And what's going on there? Well, if you allow yourself to be in your heart, open your heart and feel the consequences of all of this, it makes us be more responsible and not want to do these sorts of things. But too many of us live from the head up and we close our hearts and shut them down so we can't feel all that stuff. That's the only way we can do it. Okay, that's why do we treat animals the way we do? Keep them in zoos and contain, you know, and all of that. Because what the people that do that, what they do is remove themselves on a heart level from those animals, and they call them collections or specimens. You know, maybe the ones we're doing research on and so forth. But they do that to not have to feel what they feel and all of that. So see, if we had more open hearts, if we all allowed ourselves to feel, we'd be better, kinder, more compassionate, empathetic human beings, and we'd do a much better job of getting along together.
Totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but, oh, gosh, you know, what a, because that story kind of encapsulates everything. We have the three dogs, and the older Peppy said, I'm going with Mom.
Yes,
and
sure did.
He was willing to help him go. But somehow that makes me feel a little better that Diane Mom has her Peppy and that, you know, her spouse left behind has the two Shih Tzus with him.
Right, and they had many other dogs in their lifetime, so they were all at the Rainbow Bridge waiting.
Yep, waiting, and gosh, what a story. So anyway, if you guys out there would like to have a free remote session with Diane like Diane did with Linda, for you and or your animal friends, to this week, you got to send us an email because we can't take incoming calls. The phones are broken. But hopefully next week, we'll have the new phone lines in. Anyway, so animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Send us your name and phone number so we can call you and get you on the air for a free session with Linda. And Diane, thanks so much for calling and being a great caller. We could share a lot of good information. And bless your heart walking through this process. But no, you're doing a good job, and Whiskers is there helping, but sounds like you're being responsible with your own energy, and he's just there to buck you up and help you feel better through the process.
Thank you all so very much.
You're welcome. And, God bless.
Hope we get a lot
bye-bye.
Of other callers. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, thank you. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty. Well, we're pretty far behind schedule, and we've skipped all the ads. So, David, are you okay with we just put all the ads together, run them all at once? Okay. So David will handle that and do a little housekeeping there. And what we're going to do is just do both ad breaks together, cover all those bases. But that means when we come back, we'd be able to take another phone call. But in order to do that, we have to have your number to call you. So if you would like a free remote session with Linda for yourself or your animal friends, send us your name and phone number to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Just open up your email program and animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Send us your name and number. David will call you. In the meantime, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW. And we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune in to Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time. And now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258.
Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let me check one more time, but I think so far, no, I've got crickets in the email department here. So, we know that Diane was listening, and she could send us an email. Maybe Diane was the only one listening. What do you think, you guys? Maybe nobody else is out there. So, Sir Shirley, there's someone out there listening that has access to their email program, and you can send us an email with your name and phone number. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. Now, in the meantime, of course, we heard from our NuPro supplements. Remember, it's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You know, they're the NuPro powder for dogs comes in the gold formula for skin and hair coat and just general good health, and then has a hip and joint formula that adds glucosamine and chondroitin to the formula. But, oh my gosh, it is the best supplement, especially for skin and hair coat. And if you got a shedding breed of dog, get them on NuPro. The hair tends to stay on the dog and not on your floor. It's quite amazing how it works. And great cat vitamins. My Sophie continues to refuse to eat if I don't sprinkle her NuPro nuggets on top of her food. I give her, put out her raw food, and it's there and it's fresh, and she goes and she looks at it, and then she just looks up and stares at me. And if I don't respond immediately with, okay, you get your special treats on top, she starts screaming at me. So she has to have her NuPro nuggets. Anyway, check them out. NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com online to learn all about them. You can purchase online. The dog supplements you can often find at your pet store. But if not, they're all available on Amazon as well. And the price is the same. So you won't pay any more. You can do it on Amazon or at NuProSupplements.com. And Whispering Dragon, June Potten, is our sound healer and chiropractic and acutonics specialist. She's teaching a level one acutonics class this weekend, so she'll have to return your call if you call her. But you can definitely be in contact with her and go in and see her in person. It is wonderful to work with her in person, but it also it works on an energetic way, as we do here with the best therapy. So she can work with you remotely if you are out of the area or can't get in. And you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. And I think we also heard from Linda. You know that you can see Linda do the best therapy with energy codes and all that sort of stuff, and I highly recommend working with her in person at least once. You know, because then she can show you more stuff and that sort of thing. Now, the work itself is equally powerful remotely or in person. That part, the effectiveness doesn't matter. But sometimes, you know, connecting with someone on a physical level and then getting the instructions of how to do some other things besides the work that she does on you is very helpful. So her office is in the Interspace facility, which is in the old Rainier Brewery. And she continues to offer free introductory session to any of you who are new clients to her off the air. Now, if she's done a session with you on the air, or you want to call in now for a session to see how you feel, that doesn't count. You can still get a free session with her off the air. So you can check her out. Her website is verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And then the number to call or text if you'd like to see her and especially take advantage of your free remote treatment or in-person or remote treatment, the number to call or text is 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. And the last thing, of course, would be me. And I'm sorry to say that business picked up a little bit, and I got a few sessions in, and now it's kind of disappeared again. I know there's quite a bit of angst going on related to everything being so expensive. I swear, I don't know. It's every time you turn around, isn't it? I had to call the guy that cleans off my roof after winter and stuff. Well, his price went up $25. Had to go and do my taxes. Everybody done your taxes? By the way, the deadline's coming up. That's this week. My taxes are done, fortunately. But when I went in to do my accountant, raised $25. Okay? And it's like every time, go to the grocery store, it's more. Go to there, it's more. Only thing that saved me is I went to Costco, and something I get all the time was on sale. So that was a good thing. So that's the balance there is every once in a while something goes on sale, but golly. So I know that it's got to really be a priority for people to spend money on their animals right now. But, I work with people privately in their home, help them understand the dog friends, solve problems quickly. That little woodle I saw yesterday. Oh, God, cute dog. Smart and sensitive. And he was a little battle for me to get through with, but once I got through to him and had that breakthrough, and he kind of woke up and said, "Oh, geez, you're in charge. I give up. Whatever you want, Martha." We had a different dog, and when I got him 12 weeks old, they'd had him for a month more, and couldn't leave him, put him in the pen because he would just scream and holler and jump out. And that was just the beginning. But still using potty pads in the house when you need to go outside and all that sort of thing. But the good news was is that once Aunt Martha got there and I got through to this little guy, he spent most of the time in his pen, quiet as a mouse and happy and relaxed and absolutely. But I got to tell you, this Woodle, one of the cutest little doodle puppies I've seen. They call him a Woodle's a Wheaton. Poodle mix. And this dog was not a woodle to woodle breeding. A mom was Wheaton poodle and dad was all poodle or vice versa. But he actually looked like maybe an Aussie doodle because he had the different color eye things and kind of a really interesting brown and black coat. And my gosh, he was just a really an attractive dog and the cutest face. So that was, their biggest problem is they got this smart, sensitive model that's going to, try to control their lives, if they don't follow through. But the smart, sensitive ones have all the potential. So once I got through to this little character, the other thing is he wouldn't walk on a leash. They couldn't, they had to carry him everywhere, wouldn't walk on, all that sort of stuff. Well, a lot of times I can't work with a puppy, depending on their sensitivity and level and stuff. And I just have to teach the owners what to do as it will work for the temperament of the puppy. But this little guy had such a good temperament because they found really good breeder on this one that, boy, one session. And that dog's walking on a leash like he's been doing all his life. He's doing recalls, coming when calls. He's doing sit. He's staying on my left side. He just shaped up immediately. So their biggest problems, not being able to walk him on leash, not being able to confine him and have him accepted and calm down and all of that stuff was resolved. before I left. So I'm going to give you my phone number, and what I'd love you to do is write it down and give it to anybody you know that's got problems with their dogs and needs help. I usually only see people once. I can come in and get stuff solved, and I give them free phone follow-up privileges once I'm done. So they know I'm not just there to take their money and run, and I'll coach them for free on the phone. And I'll always talk to anybody for free on the phone that has problems with their dogs and wants to know more about it and find out if I can help and how and all that sort of thing. And there's no obligation if you call me and do free phone stuff. So write down my phone number and please pass it out. Tell people to call Aunt Martha. I'll help them quickly. And my number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Well, all righty. I think that catches us up on everything so far. Well, let's see. Any emails in the meantime? Come on, you guys. Where are you? Maybe there's nobody out there. There's got to be somebody out there that can access email and would like to have a free session with Linda for bioenergetic synchronization technique or best therapy and energy codes. Linda's here waiting for something to do, so we would I'd love to say we would love you to give us a call, but the problem is that our phone lines are broken.
We would.
Yeah, we'd love to. And you can call us all day long, but we can't answer because the lines aren't, you know. And I over the break, I did try my phone lines, and I tried calling the regular number and the toll-free number. Nothing's going through. Nathan was even in, you know, before he goes and does his Bigfoot thing, and he couldn't fix anything. So, but we do know our email is working, and Diane was able to email us, and we had a wonderful conversation with her, and she got great help for herself, and we found out what a good job she's doing at processing her emotional energy because her kitty Whiskers didn't need anything, and that's usually not the case. Anyway, we would love to hear from you. We're going to, you know, close out and do Love Train one more time and spread the love and light all over the place. And but then we've got another hour to go, so we would love to have you join us so we have something to do besides talking to ourselves. And our email address is animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And what you do is just send us an email with your first name and phone number. That's all we need. And then David will call you to get you in the queue. We can definitely call out, but we can't receive incoming calls. So, Linda.
I was going to suggest also, if you don't want to be treated on the air, but you have something you want to hear about, you know, like you have a question about what I do, or you have a question for Martha, you know, put that in an email and send it in, because we're just like ad-libbing here. And, you know, it'll go in some direction. But if you have something you'd like to hear about, this would be a great way to get us on track for that.
Isn't that funny? Because we're apparently very much in tune, Linda. Because just before you said that, you know, and I was talking about, you know, people in my mind, I was thinking, okay, now I'm going to ask Linda, why should people call in? But that's exactly what you told us before. So we're intuitively tuned in. So I'm tuning in. Hey, everybody, all our animal world people out there, send us an email, your name and phone number. Oh, we want to talk to you. Think about it, Linda, if we end up, you know, not getting any emails and for the next hour, I mean, sometimes you'll do a group thing for us. And,
well, yes. I have several ideas.
Okay, good. Because I was thinking about, well, you know, with everything that's going on, maybe we need to work globally. Maybe we need some peace and harmony in a session that you can do for us and all of that stuff. Because we got major turmoil here in our country and major issues. And everybody, unless you're a gazillionaire, you know, are having trouble, you know, paying the bills and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, there certainly is a lot going on. And hopefully Linda can help us with that. I'm having some very interesting, amazing experiences with the animal world, actually, and the insect with the moths. Really amazing. I was going to save it because I want to talk to Natasha about it next week. But we'll see what happens if we get any emails over while we're love training and over the top of the hour. If we don't, I'll share the stories with you, Linda, and we'll, because anyway, it's fascinating. And just to give you a hint, I know Natasha has said a few times on there that the energy's changing and the relationships between humans and animals are changing. And so amazing things are happening, and there's room for stuff. Anyway, it seems to be along those lines, which is why I'm going to want her to look at it next week. And, by the way, Diane, I forgot to mention, I'm sure you know, you could call in next week and we could have Natasha check on your friend Diane, how she's doing, that sort of thing. Anyway, we are getting ready to fire up the love train one more time in this show. And, you cannot opt out. Dancing is required. Because at least gets our energy flowing and going for the day. And you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or you can get up and join the love train with us. I'll cruise by and pick you up. And when the opportunity is to send, we'll just send love. It is the most powerful energy on the planet. We'll send it all over the country, all over the world. And let's see if we just can't raise the vibration with nothing but love. And hopefully we see our way out of this whole warring thing soon. So I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer to give us a little more juice, energy for the morning and the day. And here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit. Recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up. And in the meantime, send us an email with your name and phone number so we can get you on the air with Linda, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And we continue straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.